When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want. Like, all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Most people who are keen gardeners tend to do it on the outside. But Johnny Balchandani didn't want to live at a remove from the nature he loves. He brought the outside into his house, turning it into a sort of forest. And that enthusiasm was infectious. Posting online as the bearded plantaholic, he's over 600,000 followers on Instagram alone. Johnny, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, sir. What an absolute pleasure to join you today.
And have you always had plants inside your house?
Oh, crikey. Now, I'm coming up to 40. I think it's sort of the collecting of it kicked off at around 19 years of age. And then it's spiraled slowly out of control since then.
Yeah. And it's so, as I understood it, you had it in one room, but it kind of grew.
Yeah. So it all kind of started, I suppose, as a child growing up with pottering around with the parents in the English countryside in the garden. But the busy lizzies and the geraniums didn't really flick my switch. But being surrounded by nature did. So over time, and thanks to the television, I discovered the Amazon rainforest and cloud forests in Portugal and all sorts, and realized that other types of plants really did it for me more.
Yeah, and but they're in. But initially, a lot of this was inside your house.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, well, all of my plant collection have to live inside the house. They are tropical plants and need, you know, they can't go down really below 5 degrees. So it all started when I lived in Paris and I was breeding crested geckos. I created a small room in my apartment that was a jungle that was just for them. And then it slowly took over my house in Paris until I moved home. I'd rented two trucks to bring the plants back. And then lockdown had hit. And when lockdown hit, I had a lot more time on my hands. And I just spiraled completely and started transforming my house into what is now a full-blown jungle.
Are your heating bills astronomical?
Well, the heating bill is probably because of my wife and children that it's astronomical. It's not actually for the plants. My light and electricity, however, that is my fault, and it's not Catholic.
How do they feel about this? Your wife particularly, I assume, must be very understanding.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's taken a decade for her to become understanding. I'm not going to lie. But when the passion kind of merged into sustainability and eventually into now my full-time job, I think that's made it more understandable. But there were sort of 5-6 years of very late nights and not seeing me for quite a while that was rather irritating, as well as foliage smacking her in the face as she walked through the living room.
And now you've kind of a large setup outside your house now, as I understand it.
But slowly ran out of space.
But do you have all the, you know, the geckos and various creatures that are like, are they in the house as well as outside?
So no, in the house, the only sort of animals that are around are the two children and the wife. But yeah. And the in the 45-foot insulated lorry that I bought and transformed into another jungle, there does live mourning geckos and dart frogs very freely.
Mm. And so would you say that you specialize in not, you know, out of the ordinary plants, or plants that you wouldn't routinely have in this part of the world?
Definitely. So, I mean, not only are they sort of called house plants, tropical plants. The ones that I specialize in mainly are called aroids. And these the types that I go after are ones that are slightly more sought after or difficult to find. So it won't be your average plants that you'd find in a garden center.
Yeah, but do they need like more love and care and particular conditions to be able to thrive?
Like everything nowadays, there's a spectrum. So for these plants themselves, there are some that will be very high maintenance and you would need to be or to control the environment. But 90% of the plants that I collect or now sell on my website are actually ready to rock and roll in your home environment.
Yeah. And your social media accounts and the way you describe everything, it's almost like you're selling a kind of a free natural antidepressant.
You know what? It is a bit like that. And I obviously talk about it because this is my passion. But, you know, everybody that has a passion, that can be classified as a sort of escape from reality. And when one is escaping the everyday and the mundane, it is more relaxing. You do kind of dull out the noise around you and concentrate on one thing, and there's less talking, less voices in your head, I suppose.
Yeah. Are you running out of space again? Will you have to expand even further?
I mean, definitely expansion is key. The house has now got a full-blown jungle everywhere. I've also got an indoor 9x6 foot oak-framed greenhouse inside the house, which was once upon a time, to my wife's dismay, her office. Then came the 45-foot insulated lorry, which is now full. So yes, I would. You know what? I'd like to make something underground. That sounds strange, but I've always been quite excited about having something underground. So who knows, this year or beginning of next year, I might be digging quite a lot in the field.
My word. What does your wife do now for an office?
Well, my wife, when she'd gone away to London on a little girlies trip, I'd actually got the team in to install the greenhouse. So the office has moved. It took some convincing, the deal was I would allow her to see out of the windows and remove my prop boxes and get the lorry. And once doing that, I'm not going to lie, she loves me a little bit more.
Ah, okay. Well done. Good move.
Small wins.
Johnny, one of our listeners wants to know, and he's not, but somebody's just, who must have tuned in halfway through this interview, said, is that Prince William? Tell him my mom says hello.
You know what? Every fourth Monday of the year, I do go as Prince William, so it can be.
Ah, right. Be careful about the text messages. That's the only advice I have for you there. Johnny, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Johnny Balchandani there, otherwise known as the Bearded Plantaholic.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.